Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You just seen the redemption story of Reese McClenaghan there, the upset in Tokyo straight after that Olympic Games final where I fell in that final. I said that I'm going to turn this disappointment into motivation, come back better, stronger than ever, and that's exactly what I've done. I'm two-time world champion, now Olympic champion, and that's the redemption I wanted.
Yeah, Reese McClenaghan talking about his gold win for Ireland at the Pommel Horse at the Olympics over the weekend. I don't know about you, but from watching Reese and watching Daniel Whiffen, and every time I listen to Rashida Adeleke, there is just this real sense of pride, of I can do it, I am a champion, I am an Olympian. And it's absolutely incredible to see and to hear that. And it just seems like it's such a shift in attitudes from years ago when nearly the Irish are so humble to ever talk about how great and how brilliant they are on a global and a world stage. And we want to chat about this today. The fact that now so many of the younger Olympians and athletes are just so proud and able to talk about actually how good they really are. James O'Callaghan, Performance Director with Irish Sailing, is with us on the line today. James, is this a change in attitude?
Yeah, 100%, Andrea. Like it's actually, believe it or not, I think it's one of the good things that came out of the Celtic Tiger. I mean, there's lots of bad things that came out of it, but one of the things that I think people realised was, you know, we can compete on the world stage in business and across all kind of things in society, but the sports programmes have also, it hasn't happened overnight. Like, there's been a steady investment over the last 20 years, and that's reflected, like you say, in the attitudes of the athletes. I think before, there was definitely, I suppose, a feeling that if you made the Irish team, you had achieved something really special, and that was kind of the pinnacle. And even in our own sport, like when we started the program, a lot of the heroes in the sport were from across the water. We didn't have our own sailing heroes to look up to. And then Annalise came along and came so close in 2012, similar to the redemption story there of Reese.
Yeah.
She came fourth in London and then went back to get her silver medal in Rio. But there was a whole raft of young girls that believed that they could be the next Annalise, and you know, Eve McMahon being a really good example of one of them. So I think that success breeds success. You've got a whole generation now of kids that will have been watching the Olympics for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and what an Olympics Ireland is having. It's absolutely out of this world. And when we spoke, I think, what was it, 2 weeks ago now, said I believed it was going to be Ireland's most successful Olympics. Because you can see the prep, you can see the support, you can see everything that's going into it. And it's truly world-class. You know, there's no question about it. We are a world-class sporting nation.
But when you look at the number of medals, I mean, in the bag already, the most successful Olympics, and even in particular as well, the number of gold medals that are being brought home, and it's not even near finished. But there is just that sense of being self-assured. And you can really see that, James, when the athletes come out and they're called out to, you know, start their event or take part in the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's a reflection of the confidence they have in their preparation, the confidence they have in their coaches, and the confidence they have in the support staff. And, you know, there's also medal opportunities that were missed. You know, like the show jumping team are world class. The sevens team are world class. And, you know, you don't always convert, but there's, like, our own sailors, they've come in that horrible position of fourth. But, you know, we're knocking on the door as well as winning all these medals. So it's a really impressive team performance across the board.
John Rudd, swimming coach, is with us, James, on the line. John, do you think, are we losing that sort of the Irish, the humble way?
Well, I don't have the same context as James to be able to reflect back to the extent that he can, because I've only worked here 7 years. But what I can say is the confidence and the buzz around this team is as good as anywhere I've seen anywhere else. And there's a thing in high performance sport that you hear about on the TV a lot, but it's true, and that of momentum. And if you get off to a really good start, you know, athletes feature amongst the medals in the first couple of days, and they really do lift a team. And I think that for the guys that are here in the second week, they probably couldn't wait to get on the plane and get out here, having seen the way that the sports performed in the first week. And whatever we were going to see from them, we've probably seen, you know, a little percentage more, because they see their teammates, the people that they bump into in the Sport Ireland Institute of Sport on a weekly basis, or wandering around the Sport Ireland campus that they say hello to from different sports. There's a camaraderie and a strength in numbers, and there's no doubt that this team feels that. You know, I'm getting in and out the lift in the athlete village, and everybody's getting in the lift with a big smile on their face and how are you doing and patting each other on the back. And we feel part of one team. And that's not easy to generate. That takes time. And if you've got that momentum to start with, my goodness, it certainly helps.
Yeah. Is it just, though, even, John, some, down to something as simple as, you know, the generation of the people, the Olympians that we're talking about, the athletes that are there, they're younger, certainly, than I, anyway. Is it just that the younger generation are more confident naturally?
Maybe so. They've got no monkey on their back. They're coming in here and, you know, just see themselves at least as equals. But I think, you know, if the messaging is smart over a period of time, of delivering lifetime best performances in the moments that matter, it just becomes habitual. So these are the same guys that walk into European Championships and deliver. The same guys that walk into World Championships and deliver. So why would they not do it at the Olympic Games? And that's absolutely a core message, I think, that strikes now across Irish sport. If you can walk into the 24 hours, the 1 hour, the 10 minutes that matter, and deliver something that's on a lifetime best or close, you're going to be there or thereabouts. And then you can bring it back again for a semi-final or a final. And I think that that's a wonderful message that we're getting out there. And these guys absolutely believe in that. And we've seen it across these days.
Yeah, and as James said, like, success breeds success as well. And we've been seeing a lot of that over the past 10 days or so too. Gerry Hussey, high performance coach, is with us on the line. Because Gerry, you're in Paris, you're at the Olympics at the moment. What kind of attitude do you see among the athletes of today?
Yeah, good morning. It's just like the two lads have said there. It's an energy, and that's, we all talk about energy and spirit, and the two guys have talked about momentum. It's simply an energy of, I'm not afraid, and this is my time. And I remember when I arrived in Beijing with the Irish Olympic boxing team, and we were laughing and joking. We nearly felt when we walked in there that maybe we should laugh and joke a little bit less, because everybody was so serious. And after a day or two, we kind of realized, actually, you're not meant to be that serious, because this is meant to be something you love, and this is what you've dreamed of doing, and this is the greatest show on earth. Why would you not go out and enjoy it? And it's so amazing finally now to hear so many athletes from every nation talking about enjoying it. And Kelly's interview last night, you know, the biggest point she made was, we're just going to enjoy this moment. Yeah. These are moments that are really special, and I'm not missing a moment of it. And in life, you either see something as a threat or an opportunity. And if it's a threat, you shy away from it. You get into a negative mindset. You start to retreat. When you see something as an opportunity, you start to expand your energy, your mindset. You step into it. And I've seen Irish athletes finally step into this environment saying, we belong here. We believe in ourselves. And we're just going to give this everything we have and let the outcome take care of itself. So if we are the right people and we follow the right process, the outcome can be what it's be. So they've shed that weight of expectations. They've shed that need to play small. And their energy is lighter. It's full of fun. It's full of freshness. And of course, that doesn't always result in a medal. And I think it's important to say that we've had Irish athletes out here who've delivered lifetime
Absolutely,
best performance.
Yeah.
It didn't result in a medal, but we need to celebrate them as much, because they did exactly that. They stepped into the moment when it mattered and delivered.
Yeah. It struck me over the weekend, Gerry. I was at home and I was watching the Olympics actually for quite a good part of it. And even, you know, when watching Rhys McClenaghan, we played a short clip of it there, and Daniel Whiffen, you know, when he came out, and there was great fun and embracing the interviews afterwards when he got out of the pool, and he, you know, he said his name, you know, I'm Daniel Whiffen, or Daniel Whiffen, the gold Olympian. But like, there was just something so refreshing about listening to somebody go, do you know what, I'm bloody brilliant and I'm after winning a gold medal and I've done exceptional and it is a huge achievement and just having that pride in it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we mistake humble. You know, there's a lovely, beautiful line from a famous lady called Marianne Williamson, and she has a famous poem, or Deepest Fear, and we've used that with a lot of athletes and a lot of athletes that are here at the moment. And in that line, she says, there is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. Humbleness is the ability to wear your brilliance with ease and grace. Humbleness has nothing to do with hiding or shrinking your brilliance. These kids know they're brilliant. They know they're special. And they know they're just normal people who have an incredible mindset. They've put the work in. They've sacrificed. They follow their dreams. So I think we need to get rid of this idea that humbleness is somehow to do with shrinking. I love that line, there is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others wouldn't feel insecure around you. And that's what all we've asked any athlete I've ever worked with, any team I've asked them, step into your own brilliance, accept it, but wear it with grace. And when you saw Kelly and any of the Irish athletes, they speak with such grace, but they're comfortable in their own brilliance. There's no need to play it down. There's no need to shrink. And I think that is what humbleness is. It's the ability to wear your magnificence with ease and grace.
Great text from a listener here too, Jerry, who says it's just brilliant to see the athletes being so confident but not cocky. They're sure of the work that they've done on their own ability, and it's just great to see such a change from our usual underdog talk all of the time. And that really is isn't it?
I was maybe criticised one time ago publicly after the London Olympic Games, and I said what Ireland needs to do now is you lose this small town isn't it good to qualify attitude and stop blaming our population and our history and finally change our story to we are a nation of incredible people. We produce incredible people in every aspect of life, from music to history to poetry to art. Why not sport? And what I said was, the first thing we have to do is stop apologising, stop playing small, and change the story. Mm. We can be one of the greatest sports nations in this world. And every 5, 6, 7-year-old Irish kid out there, whether it's Irish dancing, whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's gymnastics, whether it's boxing, why not say you're going to be world champion? Why not say you're going to be Olympic champion? Because that's what is possible. And if Kelly Harrington's victory and her speech afterwards has done anything for every Irish kid out there, it is take off the shackles, stop playing small, and if you feel in your heart that you have a calling to be Olympic champion, then go after that and stop feeling the need to play it down. So I just think there's a magnificence now that, you know, shoot for the stars. If you don't get there, who matters?
I just enjoy the journey along the way.
We've been so lucky over the last few weeks. We've all been immersed in this. We've been inspired by it. The fun, the energy out here in Paris. And this is all down to these athletes' work and sacrifice. We owe them everything.
Yeah, there's been great hype and buzz about it for sure. There's
buzz and fun.
Brilliant.
And whether they won a medal or not, I think we should bow to them, we should celebrate them, and we should just acknowledge the work and effort they put in so that we can enjoy them. Yeah. I think they're all magnificent, medal or no medal. And I just think if you have a kid that steps into the arena, delivers the performance of their lifetime with a smile on the face, isn't that a beautiful message for every
Absolutely.
Young kid in Ireland?
Well said. Tadhg Leader is on the line with us too, Jerry. Tadhg's a former professional athlete in two different sports, Tadhg, but you're now coaching, or you're involved in coaching with the NFL. Do you see this with sports stars that you're working with, that kind of younger generation and a change in mindset?
So from my experience, it's actually been a little bit different in terms of making sure that, you know, dealing with Irish guys who are maybe going to the NFL, which is a high octane, high pressure environment like all the Olympians are going through now. But a lot of it was around like allowing them, especially maybe some of the GAA guys, was allowing them to like be extremely confident in themselves and speak that, we say sometimes, speak it into existence, that like it's okay to proudly stand over your accolades. Or something we refer to a lot is an evidence wall. So like you've consistently produced, performed under a lot of pressure, like there's so much evidence behind you for you to walk into these arenas to have a lot of confidence in yourself. And again, it's not an arrogance, but it's that you can stand in front of in our world, it's a general manager who could be about to sign you for a contract that could be worth a huge amount of money, and when he looks at you, that you want to be able to look back at them and have a whole lot of a certain confidence in your abilities, what you've done, your track record, and like proudly, you know, verbalize that, especially for us in America, where they'd be quick to tell you everything about themselves and what they've done on the track record.
Yeah.
It's allowing guys to say like, yeah, like that. It's okay. It's okay to say these things. It's okay to stand over your accolades, and it gives them confidence on their end that you're the person for the opportunity. And then for you as an athlete, it gives you a lot of freedom as well to know you can do what you're being asked to do. So yeah, it's kind of a liberating experience, I think, for a lot of athletes, and it's really cool to hear of the what the Olympians are going through as well, and fair play to them.
Do they find that hard, like even some of the GA players that you've brought over before? Yes. for trials? Yeah, is that difficult to get into? Yes. That mindset,
it was a fun experience. We were training for maybe 6 weeks in Florida, and I remember we got to go into the meeting rooms because and explain to the guys that look, in a few days time you're going to be sitting in front of all 32 NFL teams, and they're going to be quizzing you and interviewing you. And you know, when they ask what your track record or like how you're looking forward to this experience, it's not kind of like, ah, sure, look, I'll give it a go and do my best. Like, that's not really, which was the answer some of the guys were giving us up front. It was a lot more around like, you know, like, I'm ready for this. I'm prepared for this. I've done the work. My evidence wall is stacked, and this is where I belong, and like firmly knowing that. So it was a journey to kind of bring that out of the guys. But thankfully, you know, they're all very capable and producing, and of all Irish athletes, I think you find people at different places in their journey.
Yeah.
You know, different backgrounds, sports they've been in. So I think as coaches, a lot of time is, as I say, giving them the confidence in themselves to sometimes be more confident. Some athletes have it off the bat, don't get me wrong, but some it's a journey. But I think it definitely allows them to just perform to a higher level, and everyone has a different level of what that looks like. But yeah, it's definitely something that I found that can be learned, and as coaches we're okay. Very much there to encourage them.
But sure, that, like, you know yourself, over the years we tend to downplay everything. If somebody gives you a compliment, you know, the first thing you do,
yeah,
is nearly bat it away. You try to totally downplay it, and I do think it's amazing, Gerry, to kind of see that change in recent years. I would have thought it is that younger generation, and I don't know if social media has much to do with that, Gerry, or does it at all?
I think it's two things. I think, I mean, so, you know, the younger generation have enough pressure on themselves already. I think it's maybe, Andrea, you're probably younger than me, but my generation, or if I say our generation, we probably underplayed ourselves a little bit, and we probably didn't really go for stuff, and we probably got to a stage in our life where I said, Jesus, if I was back again, I'd do completely different. I'd throw the shackles off. I wouldn't go for the safe job. I wouldn't go. And I think we're now sharing that message. So I think they've been immersed now, probably with parents. One time ago, my parents would have been about maybe play it safe, or we probably would have all grown up in that environment. Where I think now, I think our generation is now saying to kids, you know what, if you have a dream in your heart, just go for it. If it doesn't work out, she'll find something will happen. And I think there's a collective wisdom of the older generation is now looking back saying, if I had my chance again, it wouldn't be the safe card I'd play. I would have went for it. And there's a magnificent book out there called The Five Regrets of the Dying. Anybody wants to have an inspirational book. It sounds like a downbeat book, but it's an amazing book. And at the end of most people's lives, the only thing they regret is, I wish I had the courage to back myself. There's a lovely expression that says, the greatest tragedy of life is not death. The greatest tragedy of life is arriving at the end and realizing you never lived. I think we're all beginning to share a message. It's time to live. The time is now. Don't play safe. Don't shrink so that others won't feel insecure.
Yeah.
And if you have a dream in your heart, just go after it. If it works out or doesn't work out, you'll have no regrets.
Well,
and I think a life of freedom and no regrets is the ultimate life.
As you mentioned, Tadhg, though, you know, comparatively, when you look at probably a lot of the Irish guys when they went out initially on trials for the NFL, and you compare those to a lot of the Americans who've no bother standing up and shouting about how brilliant they are.
No, they did not. And that was something that, like, we all picked up. I mean, we bumped into one of the guys in the airport, and we'd hardly introduced ourselves. We had already been given his entire CV by himself. So we were kind of like, oh, wow. It was a good eye-opener for what they're going into. But no, it was definitely, once you understand the environment you're about to enter and what's needed in that arena, and it obviously can vary depending on the sport and where in the world you are. But for those guys, it was understanding that and then just being very comfortable to embrace vulnerabilities. Like, sometimes things are uncomfortable, but like that's where growth can happen, and we have to be willing to kind of step into that. And again, just like, you know, throw, as we just heard there, throw the shackles off. Like I say to the guys, like, you know, we jump and we hope the parachute will come out on the way down. We'll figure it out. Like, we better have tried and failed than not to have tried at all. Like, we just wholeheartedly just jump into these things. And yeah, that's where regrets, no regrets lie there. And yeah, so yeah, it's really interesting. We're all kind of saying like similar enough things and from different worlds, different sports, but yeah, really about embracing these opportunities. No, it's
great insight. Some of the listeners on this, for the first time ever, we've been able to back up the hype, and I think that's the difference. This texter suggests that previous athletes peaked when they qualified for the Olympics, where the taking part and coming last, that was considered an achievement. Brian in Cork says, Roy Keane said we could have been champions in Saipan. He had the full belief back then. Deck makes the point, too many kids and good athletes in Ireland have the only goal of playing GAA in Croker. And this texter makes the point too that it's time to move the soccer budget to sports that produce winners. We should pump the money into athletics.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.